Uh-oh. Hello.
Helen?
Stella!
Hi, you busy?
Well, in the way, I was just getting ready to go to the doctor.
Oh?
Oh, it's nothing serious. A routine checkup.
Oh, then I won't keep you for more than a second.
Oh, make it two.
Won't care if I take five. I want to tell you you're married to a real swell guy, Helen.
Oh, well now, what do you want?
When Perry told Jake what he wanted to do, that husband of yours came through like a little soldier. Jake's gonna love the story.
But did you ever buy the roof?
Well, I'm not married to him, so I wouldn't know, but I can say this. It takes a lot of courage. Oh, but if it works, Helen, if Jake's column makes our dear friend Kitty DiCarlo mad enough...
If that happens, then little Helen will be sitting at home while her husband tries to make time with
that. Oh, Helen, I...
Well, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. My contribution to a better world. The world my kid will be born in. The world Jake's kid will be born in. I know it makes a big deal of it, but... Some things the same down the school. Little drops of water make an ocean.
So if everybody makes a little contribution, maybe sometime we'll have a good world.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea. Well, will you listen to us, Stella?
Yes, I've been listening, and I think we're just grand. Uh-oh, Perry's calling in. You should see the scowl on his face.
Make a face back at him for me.
Okay. I did, but I have to go.
Oh, I think I hear my wandering boy at the door, so I have to go, too. Well, what's this doing, huh? No.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bella. Jake?
Yeah, hon. Glad you're home, baby.
Oh, this is a nice surprise.
Huh?
I was talking to Bella.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you should hear the nice things she had to say about you. Jake, I hate to say hello and goodbye and then run, but I've got an appointment with the doctor at 11:45. Come back in the bedroom to talk while I put my hat on. Get an ashtray, honey.
What'd Bella have to say?
Oh, nothing, tell me. We're proud of you, Jake. Both Stella and Mr. Mason. And so am I. Before I started my new career, I used to be a reporter, too, so I appreciate what you're doing. Well, say something.
I'm not going to run the story, Emma.
What did you say?
I wrote the story just like Mason wanted it. Chief called me.
Jake!
Now, listen, Helen, Art's right.
Jake.
Every paper in town is playing it for Mason to lose. I'd be sticking my neck out like an ostrich if I let the column go the way I wrote it.
Jake, all of us know you're taking the chance.
Well, I can't afford to have my neck chopped off. Not now. Not with you the way you are.
You forget about me and do what you think is right.
Helen, I am doing what I think is right. I'm pulling in my horn.
Huh?
I've got my family to think about first, Helen.
What about May Grant and her family, Jake? What about Dory?
Dory's not my kid. I've got to think about my kid.
Oh, that's not the way to play it, darling.
Mm,
says you. Because now you are acting like an ostrich, sticking your head in the sand.
Oh, bunk.
You know, it's nothing of the sort. You're smart, Jake. You're smart enough to understand, but if you're scared to stand up for what you think is right, you're a coward.
Helen.
It's the truth.
Listen, I'm thinking of you and the kid we're going to have. I lose my job.
You're thinking of Jake Jacobson. I'm not asking you to think of me. The baby we're going to have isn't asking you to think of him. Not that way. He's a load. Look, Jake, if you don't help that little girl, you'll be cheating our child, too.
Oh.
You will. Oh, Jake. Jake, you live better.
Helen, I can't help it.
By letting Perry Mason down... You'll be letting us down, too.
I can't help it.
And, Dolly, by letting her down, you... By letting her down, you'll be letting our baby down, too, Jake. But what do you think Mr. Mason will say?
Oh, help
me. All right. All right, it's your business, Jake. I won't say any more.
Yeah, but I...
Anyway, I don't feel like talking.
Helen.
I'm all right. Don't worry, I'm just a little dizzy.
Oh, here, here. Let me help you. Come on, sit down in the bed, honey. You want some water or something?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, I don't want anything.
Now, Helen, look. You're getting this all out of proportion.
Am I, Jake?
You've got sense, honey. Use your sense. It all comes down to looking out for yourself.
Dog eat dog.
Well,
as long as my family's okay, that's all that counts, huh?
Helen, you're not trying to understand. I'm just a little guy. I
don't like the kind of world you think it is.
Huh?
You didn't used to think the dog-eat-dog world was best either. And you didn't used to be a little guy. I know the world can be mean and cruel and vicious. Both of us have seen it. We've seen how cruel it can be to children. Remember last Christmas, Jake? We had a date for dinner. You saw that kid outside the restaurant. You and I ate hamburgers that night because you gave her all the money you had. You weren't a little guy then. You weren't a helpless guy then. You were a big guy to that youngster. Okay, maybe it was nonsense. Maybe it was sentimental. But we felt that helping one child for just a little while was helping make a better world. A better world for us all. That made us feel good, too.
Helen.
What that poor kid must be going through, especially after what's been printed in the papers. Jake.
I'm sorry.
So am I. Because I'm very sorry. Very sorry, Jake. I've got to finish dressing now. Go and see the doctor. Meanwhile, you'd better tell him there's been a change in plans. Go on. Go on, Jake. Go tell Mr. Mason what you're going to do to make the world a better place for your kid to live in.
Now we throw the ball up. Oh, maybe catch but one jack. Now, first I do one bounce and grab, and bounce and grab. Oh, I know it. You're a little fun playing jacks by myself. Gloria! Oh, Gloria! What are you doing? I'm playing jacks. You're too little to play jacks. I was trying to play.
You're too little.
I've got roller skates.
Is it fun?
Of course it's fun. I'm going to skate and skate, but I won't even go back to school.
I don't want to.
I wish I could go to school.
You're too little.
I know. Too little to play jack, and too little to have roller skates, and too little to go to school.
Gloria, you showed me how to play jack. My mama was learning you, but she had to go away.
And I made it
learn that.
You're big. You could show me.
No, I couldn't.
Oh.
I can't play with you. You dirty little girl.
Oh.
You're a dirty little girl.
Don't you call me
that. You are too. You're a dirty little girl. A dirty little girl.
Hey, I'm not.
You are. Because my mama says you are.
My mommy says you're mean.
And you are mean.
You haven't got a mom.
Don't put me.
My mama's in jail. She's in jail. They locked her up because she's bad.
She's not. My mommy is bad.
Bad.
Oh, so bad. And they locked her up. And there are snakes in there. And they'll make her stay with them.
And they'll just stay there. Don't show up.
My mama.
You stop.
You're bad, too. I'll tell my mama what you did. And the policeman will put you in jail, too.
You hurt me, you dirty little girl.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I'm going to tell my mom. I'm going to tell her what a bad, bad, dirty little girl you are.
My mama will get you. She'll get a policeman.
I don't care. I wish a policeman would get me. My mommy. Oh, mommy.
Children can be cruel because they don't think. But actually, you could blame Gloria's mother for Gloria's cruelty. Well, it's up to Gloria's mother to set her the right example. Just like it's up to Jake Jacobson to do his part. Only it looks as if Jake plans to duck his responsibility. But be sure to join us tomorrow.